Track 13. And now we come to a rundown of the sport. We'll start with a little bit of football. Bucks are victorious in first home match. Jewson Western League, Buckland Athletic 2, Torpoint Athletic 1. Buckland Athletic came from behind to secure a first victory of the new season against Torpoint Athletic on Saturday. Off the back of a defeat and a draw on the road, the Bucks made a winning start to life back at the VX3 Stadium, with manager Matt Cusack delighted to get the first 3 points on the board. And Buckland face a quick turnaround to face Wellington AFC on Wednesday, and next up they host Barnstaple Town in the FA Cup on Saturday, August the 8th. And now we'll have a look at cricket. Chudley suffer rare home misery. Chudley were 58-run losers at home to Kingsbridge, who are firmly on course for the worthless runner-up spot in the C Division West. After opener James Westlake had been and gone for 48, a stand of 73 between James Fletcher, 49, and Charlie Smith, 38, underpinned the innings. Richard Carr, 27, was last man out in a total of 216 for 9. James Bowden, 3-38, and Ben Cowling, 2-40, took the bowling honours for Chudley. Chudley were all out for 158 in reply. Wickets were shared between Finn Taylor, 239, Carr, 220, and Freddie Ford, 231. Neil Peach, the wiliest of the old pros, bowled 9 overs for 17 runs. Meanwhile, Cornwood's second 11 have now gone 4 games without a win on their way down the C Division West after they lost by 46 runs to promotion Nailon's Ipplepen. Ipplepen have won every game they have finished this season, were bowled out for 212 in the last of their 45 overs. Abbott's defeat winless South Devon. Abbott's Kurzweil defeated winless South Devon by 6 wickets on the way up to 4th in the table. John Vickery, 24, and Dan Yates, 21, were second best to 34 extras in South Devon's 141 all out. Jay Hussain, 4-9, Alfie Harrison, 239, and Braden Notman, 12-20, were the bowlers who dismantled South Devon. Next up, Abbott's host Paignton, second 11, and South Devon visit Plymouth, second 11. Meanwhile, Jason Williams, Fraser Cohen and Dean Jeffrey went all large for Plimstock's second 11 in their 214-run win over D West Stragglers Abbott's Kurzweil. And Bobby Tattle inaugural Walking Cricket Festival. 11 members of the Bobby Tracy Walking Cricket Group, now in their second season, took part in the inaugural Devon Walking Cricket Festival in early July, hosted by Budley Salterton Cricket Club and Devon Cricket Foundation. In all, 6 teams took part and were divided into 2 groups. All games took place on roughly half-size ground. Although teams consisted of only 8 players, squads could be larger to give more people a chance to participate. So 3 of the Bobby players joined a scratch combined team called Budley Tracy. Bobby came second in their group, but unfortunately was outdone in the playoffs by the second place team from the other group. The final game was between the top teams, Budley Beavers and Budley Otters, with the Beavers winning. Bobby were placed fourth overall, so a good innings for their first festival. And Bobby Tracy squander a golden opportunity. Bobby Tracy missed a chance to move up to the A Division table when they lost to basement side Cullumpton by 3 wickets. It was Cullumpton's first league win in 4 starts, and they moved them off the bottom. They now occupy the second relegation place with Bobby, the side they have to catch to get out of trouble. Meanwhile, Bobby Tracy's second 11 remain in relegation jeopardy after sustaining a 6-wicket defeat at Plimpton. Bobby's only consolation is the team directly ahead of them, Braunton and Plimstock, both lost as well. They are 7 points away from safety. And that concludes the sport for this week.